I just, when people tell me it's the best pub in Liverpool, I feel offended.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Because,
that.
You know, the man that's literally telling you that it's the best pub in Liverpool has done far better pubs in Liverpool.
It's charming, though.
It is charming.
I like the murals that Rob was on about. They were painted by the locals back in the day. And the thing is, the reason that they're tinted is because of the smoke. From
exactly,
over the years,
yeah, the nicotine
which
stain,
I just think
yeah.
is quite charming.
You they couldn't are. Do it now. Like, there's no way of recreating what Peter Cavanagh's is, which is kind of a nice thing that it still exists. But
yeah.
There won't be anything like Peter Cavanagh's in the future, and I suppose no. I can get behind that. Yeah. And it would feel faux to try and recreate what it's got.
And God knows I've tried.
Yeah, well, and we know how difficult it is to get that, and you can only get that through sort of setting it up in a certain period and adding layer after layer after layer over a long period of time. And bars come together, the best bars come together through longevity and that bit of artwork that was put up in, even if it was 2005 and the bar's 15 years old or whatever, it adds to it. Like you were saying recently, Rob, about Tavern Co. on Smithdown, it's probably been open for, what, 25 years or something?
Yeah, quietly, yeah.
And now it's got a level of sort of antiquity about it, which has almost come round in time and makes it feel a little bit special. With Peter Cavanagh's, it's the same beef I have with Keith's on the Lane is that I can completely get on board with nice old pubs and fucking hell, we've travelled length and breadth of the country in away days seeing these pubs, but that one I just don't think has the charm.
There's a difference in my mind though between like nice, beautiful, quaint, lovely, well maintained old pubs and like scatty old
That's
pubs
it.
That
think,
are like, and they both
too,
have their different appeal.
I think it's too far the other way where I think a better maintained version of what we're talking about would fall into that bracket. But like, even if you talk about like Rigby's, you know, that's an old pub, wood panel walls, but it's looked after, and I don't mind going for a piss in there. I'm not frightened that my dick might fall off. You know,
but there is a little collection of pubs which I don't know that if they disappeared, I think you'd lament them going.
Yeah.
Liverpool has, and it's not far off. Ye Crack, the Pilgrim, Sorry. The Post House, the other side of town, the whole Ye Hole in the Wall, the other side of town. Brilliant. They're all things that if you recommend them to somebody, they could arrive in them and go, what the fuck, where the fuck have you actually sent me here? They all fall into that category.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if I was abroad in some middle European location and somebody said, send me somebody wonderful, quirky and crazy that, you know, you'll never find in the city, and I turned a corner and I walked into a place like that, I go, oh my God, this is amazing, I'd be instaring the fuck out of it.